Welcome to Reclaiming Womanhood, where we encourage you to boldly become the woman God has perfectly designed you to be. I am your host, Allison Powers, and today we are diving into another powerful topic that will empower you through God's Word to go against the grain of today's culture, reclaim womanhood, and walk it out as moms, wives, and sisters in Christ. Let's get into today's show. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Reclaiming Womanhood podcast. This is your host, Allison Powers, and today is episode number 19 and it is September 30th. And I have something in store for you today and I'm so excited. Like I've said before, this is not a primarily homeschooling podcast, but every once in a while I love to do a homeschooling episode because I feel like homeschooling is a wonderful way to reclaim womanhood. And now that we're about a month into school, I thought it'd be a great opportunity to check in with all the new homeschooling moms and even the seasoned homeschooling moms and just have a episode about the realness of homeschooling. So on the podcast today, I have my very own husband to talk to us today about what homeschooling looks like in our house, the good, the bad, the not so pretty, just a real raw look at it, because I think it's when we look into the lives of other people and we can just really see the realness behind it is when we're super encouraged in our own lives, because we know that there's going to be good days, but there's also going to be those harder days. But before we dive into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, I want to thank those of you who have gone into Apple Podcasts and left me a review. That is just so encouraging to me. And not only that, it really helps Apple Podcasts know that this podcast is a helpful one and we'll put it in front of more eyes and ears. And as promised, I said I would read a review from the Apple Podcast. And so today's review comes from Health and Love. And it says, every woman, whether you're 81 or 18, will find their hearts ignited while listening to Allison. If you're unsure of your place in the world, how to live your faith, what your purpose is, struggling with personal demons, or are in a slump, you will be rejuvenated and restored. Her faith and passion is contagious. You are reminded that you are special, you are powerful, and you are absolutely created with intention. I learn something new, whether about myself, my faith, or something else each time I listen. I appreciate her pouring herself into these podcasts for us to find fellowship and understanding in this community of women. And thank you so much, Health and Love. That is the goal of this podcast, is to leave you feeling encouraged the way God has designed us, because God has designed women in a very unique, in a very special way, with a very unique role in this world. And ultimately, the goal of this podcast is to help women re-find that and reclaim that purpose. All right. So without further ado, I would love to introduce you to my husband, Luke. I have him here on the podcast today because I thought he would be a great person to interview and just to ask some questions about our homeschool life, because he's going to give you a very raw answer that I may not maybe give you on my own. So, Luke, say hello.
Hello.
So, Luke, I'm going to ask you some questions kind of as though I don't know your wife, for example, that I'm not your wife. And then I'll also help you answer those. And so I'm going to kind of play the interviewer and the answerer of this whole thing. So, Luke, why would you say did we start homeschooling?
Well, we decided to homeschool. It was a tougher decision, but we took some time and we talked through it and walked through it, and which we had some time because our children were young yet. Mm-hmm. But I think the main reason why we started homeschool was we wanted to teach our kids and raise our kids in a biblical fashion and with Christian values. So we knew that that was not happening at the public schools and at that level. So we decided to start with homeschooling, and I knew that my wife would be good at it.
Yeah, because I've been just really good at it every single day. Obviously, there was some sarcasm there. So what do you love most about our family being homeschooled? Like, what's the greatest perk, would you say, now that we're like 6 years into it?
We are.
Well, like, or more than that. I started when they were way too young, which was so silly of me, but I was just so excited. If I could go back, I wouldn't have started that early. But yeah, we're like in like year 6 or 7, which is kind of crazy.
What I love most about it is just the kids being home. I know what they're being taught every day.
Right.
I know their teacher pretty well. And just, it's just the time that you get to spend with them, because obviously they're not going to be around forever. And yeah, we're just delivering the message that we want to have delivered to our children while teaching them. And yeah, and there's other perks of it that come along with it also. Scheduling and
yeah,
running around and just, your daily routine.
Yes, for sure. And like, we live on a farm, so the kids have the opportunity to help you there because of homeschooling, and they're done with school usually by lunchtime, and
Or get in the way sometimes. Yes.
Or learning from you. I mean, that's another huge part of it, though. They get to learn from you a lot. They're with you a lot. And I know sometimes, when I've mentioned this before on the podcast, sometimes it's harder when your kids are with you all the time, but the overall fruit of that, and that they get to be alongside you and learning alongside you, I think is so beneficial. And I think that's one of the greatest parts of homeschooling.
Yes, we do get to spend a lot of time together, quality time. And I think it's great for them to learn from their parents, and
lots of life skills they might not learn if they had a busier schedule, for sure. Okay, well, then my next question for you is, what is one of the greatest challenges you see in homeschooling? Like, as if, like, looking in, what is one of the greatest challenges that you see that I have homeschooling?
Well, this could take a while. I think one of the biggest challenges is your schedule and knowing how to prepare for your day, and how you manage your time, because things can change quickly, but you need to stay focused on your goal and what you have on schedule for that day. I don't know if many people know Allison, but she can usually get like six things going at one time and then have a hard time finishing those. But so that's why I'm here, to help her stay on track.
Yes, you are. You definitely are. And I would say one of the biggest challenges is my husband works on the road, so he's all over. And so you don't necessarily go into the office for 8 hours and come home at a certain time. He can pop in at any time. And for me, it is challenging when he just pops in unannounced, and I do have 1,000 things going. I'm baking something. I've got the living room torn apart because I'm vacuuming. I'm trying to do school. I'm doing all these things. And he walks in and is just like, what is going on in here? When in reality, I feel like I've got things going on in my head. But also, like what he said, I would agree with the schedule, like getting your schedule down for the day. I noticed that if I wake up earlier than the kids, like, I like to give myself a 2-hour buffer time in the morning where it's just me awake. But if I sleep in, which happens more often than I like to admit, if I sleep in even, and I only give myself say a 30 minutes before they wake up, my whole day just feels behind. I like to get up earlier, have my quiet time, have my coffee, get my chores going, and get things going before school starts. And when I don't, I feel like I kind of start the day behind. So I think that would be one of the biggest challenges, is just staying ahead of everything and staying on task with that. But overall, finishing school in the day isn't too hard.
No, it's usually done on time.
Yeah. But it's like less stressful if I get up earlier and I, work with my schedule a little bit better. Okay.
Correct.
Next question. Don't have too much fun answering this one. Does your wife ever have...
Yes.
Does your wife ever have meltdowns or bad homeschool days? Have you ever come home to her crying?
Yes, I have. I've had phone calls when she is very upset. It's going to happen. But dads and men, we have to be there to encourage them and to talk them off that ledge, and tell them that it's going to be okay. And... this is the decision that we made years ago, and we're going to stick to it, and we're going to find a way to work through it.
Yes, definitely. And you are absolutely 100% right. 100% right. Let me say that again. You are 100% right that you guys are the sounding board. There have been days when I have meltdowns, for sure. We all have bad days. And I ask that question on purpose, not because I want everyone to know that I have meltdowns and I have hard days, but I want everyone to know, those of you who have had those days, I just want you to know that you aren't alone. That's a normal thing that's going to happen when you're doing life 24/7 with your kids, and they are with you all the time. And sometimes just things aren't going to go as smooth. Sometimes you're going to have hard days where maybe the listening isn't as good as it should be, or they're not understanding a lesson, or you feel like you've explained something 700 times and they're still not getting it, or they're having a bad attitude, whatever it might be, or maybe you're just having a down day, and that's going to happen. And yes, my husband has gotten phone calls from me And he comes home though, and he puts things back. I mean, he usually will just come home, have a family meeting, just kind of come and take a look at the situation, bring us all together and calm everybody down. Cause usually everyone is quite distraught on days like that. But like he said, we're in this for the long haul. And I think that you are just, it's so helpful when you take charge like that. And if it weren't for you doing that, I think it would be a lot harder to get through those days for sure. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we kind of just already touched on this, but what role do you play in the family's homeschool? So obviously I do most of the teaching and stuff, but what role do you play other than like the calmer downer?
Yeah. And I mean, there are times when you have to be the principal, I guess, you know, the dad. The other things is just to try to catch up on overflow things that are happening around the house. Things that are overwhelming to your wife at the time that she needs mm-hmm. help with, that sometimes she has a struggle asking for help. Mm. You know, but the big thing is that we just, as dads, need to be involved. If we need to help make dinner, we'll make dinner. If we need to, you know, whatever it is around the house to just lighten that load and make sure that the schooling is priority, because that was our decision when we decided to do this, that the schooling is priority one. It is not right. going to work part-time somewhere afterwards or, you know, just any other things that are going on, that the school is number one. So,
yeah.
And you have to be there to make sure that those things are happening.
Right. And I think another big role that you play is that you're not mentioning is you're the provider so that we can homeschool. I mean, I know that kind of goes without saying, but that was a hard thing for me when we decided to homeschool. I wanted to homeschool, but then that I had to let go of the fact that I wasn't going to be a working person. That was hard for me to let go of. And I think I still struggle with that sometimes because I always assumed that I would go to college and get a job and this and that. And
I did too. What?
Well, you can't have the best of both worlds, right?
For 10 more years. Right. Then you can go to work.
Okay, thanks. But yeah, that was just like, you know, it's just realizing that, okay, well, if we're choosing this lifestyle of homeschooling, that's going to mean that the other normal looking American family can't be us. Like, I can't be that working mom who does everything. And it just, I had to pick one or the other. And this was the decision we made together. And yeah, that's been awesome, and I would never regret it at all. I don't regret it at all, but I would be lying if I said it wasn't a little bit of a struggle to adjust to that. So with that being said, what advice would you give to the person who is homeschooling and having a bad day?
My advice would be to, well, obviously don't give up. Reach out to your husband mm-hmm. or wife, whoever is doing the homeschooling.
Right.
Sometimes dads do homeschooling, and reach out to your homeschooling friends. I mean, at our church, there is a ton of families that homeschool. And just, you need to have somebody to fall back on. And, just make sure that they all communicate and that they can have a number to call or have somebody to call when they are having a bad day, and to take a break. I mean, it's walk away from it for a little bit. Not like weeks, but I mean like for an hour or something, or a half hour, and regroup.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Definitely reach out. Don't feel like you're alone, because you're not alone. There's other moms who are going through the same thing. And so I did want to leave you with a few pieces of advice for if you are having a bad day, because I know that by now we're a month into homeschooling and there is a good chance that you've already had a rough day as a new homeschool mom, as a seasoned homeschool mom, as a mom who's just doing school at home because you have to right now. There's a good chance you've had bad days. So a couple pieces of advice, and I'll start with the one my husband just said, is yes, if you're having a bad day, take a second off, take a day off. And he said a couple hours, but I say take a day or even 2 days off and just take a deep breath, reevaluate, and just go have fun with your kids. Because if we spend so much time and we're struggling and everyone seems on edge and not enjoying the process at all whatsoever, then it's time to stop, pull back, and go remember that you love your children and that's why you're doing this. I think another piece of advice I would give to someone who's having a bad day and wanting to give up is to remember why you started in the first place. Like my husband said at the beginning of the podcast, the reason we started doing this is because we wanted to give our kids a biblical worldview. And we thought that the best way to do that was to know what they're being educated with, know what's being taught to them, and to do it at home and to be able to teach them the life skills. So just that togetherness that we get to have and knowing that that's why we're doing it. And the days that you feel like giving up, it's good to know why you started, because, you know, if I want to give up, well, then what's the other option? Well, the other option isn't going to provide the means to that goal and the reason we started in the first place. So know your why. Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay. And the third tip I would say for the mom who wants to give up, and my husband already said this, call the principal. Dad is the principal. Call on your husband. And if your husband isn't maybe playing that leadership role in your homeschool, you know, talk to him privately and just share your heart with him. Your husband loves you, and share your heart with him and just tell him that you need him to fulfill that role. And maybe let him listen to this podcast, because Luke definitely gives great wisdom and guidance in that area. Okay, number four, if you're thinking of quitting after a bad day, I would say, are you praying for your homeschool every day? Are you sitting down every morning and just equipping yourself with truth and with God's word? That is probably should have been number one. That is the most important thing you can do, is seek the Lord for wisdom, guidance, for the fruit of his spirit, and just, you know, covering yourself in his truth, because the enemy knows that what you're doing is very fruitful. What you're doing is going to lead your kids closer to the Lord than if you were maybe sending them to school. Being with your kids and pouring into them every single day is going to yield great fruit. And the enemy knows that. So he wants you to be discouraged. And so my encouragement to you is to remind you of that, and that you need to equip yourself to resist and to deflect the flaming arrows of the enemy, because what you're doing is worth it. It's going to be hard, but it's worth it. And then last piece of advice I have for you, if you're having a bad day and you're wanting to quit, is this. If you're finding yourself having bad day after bad day after bad day after bad day, I would say pull back, step aside, and reevaluate. Take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at the schedule. Are you expecting too much? Are your expectations too high? Is your strategy, maybe you're using a curriculum that really isn't resonating with one of your children. Are you giving your children too much of a workload? What are your goals? Do you have anything to...
Yeah, and that's where we need to step in, and...
We as men, you mean?
We as men, or the non-teacher of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And sit down and pull everybody together and to go through that, the schedule. You know, try to find what's going on and what's going wrong in that schedule, and help repair it, fix it.
For sure. It's always nice to have an outside perspective too, because I think being the one who's inside of it all and looking at everything and the day to day, you get so lost in the chaos and the noise of school and what's going on. It's sometimes like when Luke comes in and takes a look at it, and if I'm needing to reevaluate, and he just provides a very fresh perspective, that I'm like, oh yeah, I am totally overcomplicating that, or, you know, I never saw it that way. So yeah. And, you know, we always have nice discussions like this too. You know, it's never a heated discussion ever, right, babe?
Never.
Anyways. So yeah, but that's definitely a good piece of advice. Don't be afraid. Just because you started doing it one way at the beginning of the school year doesn't mean that you can't reevaluate and redo things and try to do things a little bit differently. It's so important to just have that reevaluation, maybe even once a month, and just make sure you're on task with things. And if you're getting overwhelmed with the housework and such, kids are great. One of the greatest things you could teach them is how to do chores. That's so great for their character. So don't be afraid of that. And Luke has always been good at helping us get on track with that and stay on track with that when things start falling apart. So,
yep. All right.
Well, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to be on my podcast. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, guys. I hope that encouraged you. And I hope that if you were feeling like you were having a bad day and you were the only one, that you now realize that you are not alone. And I hope that you feel super encouraged after listening to this episode. And if so, can you please share this with someone who you think would also be encouraged by listening to this? I hope you guys have a super blessed day, and I will see you again next week. For more encouragement and to find out where else we can connect online, visit AllisonPowers.com. Thanks for listening.